This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of cheap fun.
Yeah.
Death song.
At the club, Club 1080,
really
the hottest spot north of Milwaukee. Club 1080.
Souk and Rob's passion are always the fashion. Better hugs.
That sweet $8 in our pants.
Club. Yeah, we know, yeah. Dusty. Thanks. Don't you have your own show? Thank you. Yeah, I'll continue to not listen to Dupree. Get out of here.
What are you going to do? Pee on me? Like, I don't know.
I do need that.
All right, welcome back. Time for the club. Hello.
By the way, did you see the Mitchell Robinson free throw?
Clicking on it now.
Because Mitchell Robinson, the Knicks big guy, I believe just had the single worst free throw attempt of all time. Like, I've seen some air balls. The ball barely whispers the net. It tickles the taint. The bottom of the net, and you can see in his face, this is the equivalent of the celebrity first pitch when you throw it into the dugout. That's an NBA player in an NBA playoff game that just attempted that.
Yeah, he looked like he short armed it.
You know, like when they bring the contestant out to like shoot a three pointer for, I don't know, like a gift card at a Blazer game, and the old lady comes out and you're like, oh boy, that's not even getting to the rim. That's what just happened.
He misses the rim by, what would you say?
3 feet?
Yeah. I mean,
it's
2.5, 3 feet.
I don't think.
It hits the bottom of the net.
Barely. It barely touches the bottom of the net. It was online, I guess.
And it wasn't even online. It was to the right.
The look on his face, though. You know, win or lose, his teammates after the game are just going to be like, seriously, man? You're an NBA player and you did that? Oh, yeah, the game's actually getting pretty good.
Yeah, here we go again. Celtics are trying to blow it. 5-point game, bruh.
4 now. Would be 3 if Mitchell Robinson could. If you're the Celtics, do you just hack a Robinson at this point? Just start fouling him.
What's his free throw percentage? Do we know?
I'll take a look. Watch him be like an 84% free throw shooter. And it was just that.
Yeah, he seemed real upset about it. Like he was doing the, oh God.
I just
can't believe I did that.
I can't process what just happened.
He is.
See what he's shooting from the free throw line.
Yeah, he's a 52%er.
52?
52 for his career. It's a little rough. Little rough.
Better than Shaq.
Was Shaq better at 52? That sounds about Shaq, right?
I thought Shaq was like in the 30s.
Oh, I don't think it was that bad. That is one of the more amazing things.
Yeah, 52.7.
52, so about the same. That is one of the most amazing things about the NBA to me is that you can be not just a player, you can be a really good player in the NBA and you can't shoot a free throw. I don't think there's another equivalent to that in any sport. Like, if you're a major league, I mean, it would be like Chuck Knobloch not being able to throw to first, but then you get benched. Like, you can't play the game. I'm trying to think of what football they're. You can't have that. There's no skill that an elite football player have that you just couldn't do. Like, if you were a left tackle and you couldn't run block at all, like, you could be the greatest pass blocker, but if you couldn't run at all, they you couldn't play.
It would have to be like a small part of the game. It would be like you're bad at hard charging from third on like a bunt. Or, well, actually, a perfect example would be you can't hit opposite field. Everything that you do is a pull.
No, but see, but again, that is something that could actually be difficult. I mean, you're still haven't hit the ball. You're just standing at the line. Like, Jack that's it all difficult. It is. You're standing 15 feet away from the, it's called a free throw. It shocks me.
It's absolutely free.
I just do, it is the one thing in sports when people are bad at that I cannot process, because you're one of the best athletes in the world. You've been playing the game your entire life. It just seems impossible that an elite athlete couldn't get better at that.
Well, they can, they just don't want to.
See,
I think that's part of it. But they're also not shooters. Like, bad free throw shooters are not good shooters generally, right?
Yeah.
Like, find, because Shaq wasn't a shooter.
No.
Shaq was just big.
No.
So find me a shooter that's a bad free throw shooter. That's weird.
But it's still the, I get that you're a bad shooter, but again, you're standing there. You're standing,
yeah, it's still hard to shoot. It's still a shot. I mean, it's not that easy. You've shot him.
It's that easy.
I don't, not for a non, not okay. for a guy who can't shoot.
I have not played a, I have not picked up a basketball.
Uh-oh, here comes the challenge. Here comes the big challenge.
All of us. If we all got together.
Here it comes.
You're telling me that we can't, like, if we all got together. You're
Who's
telling me.
Who's we all? The three of us?
The three of us.
Okay.
What you're are we telling, doing? And we shot 10 free throws. You don't think you're making five?
Each of us?
Ooh.
Five free throws?
I don't know.
You give.
I think it'd be close.
I'll even give this. With a week to practice, because I don't know when the last time I picked up a basketball. We get a week to practice free throws. You're telling me you can't knock down 5 out of 10? And none of us are good basketball players. They're in the NBA, for God's sakes.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah, this is it. This, like, you are a PGA Tour golfer, and you regularly miss 5-foot putts. Like, you hit 1 out of 2 5-foot putts. I think that's the equivalent. It's a 5-foot putt.
I don't know about that. Well, what's the average free throw percentage of NBA players? Find that.
Well, it might be a little screwy because we got a bunch of jackasses that, like Mitchell Robinson, that can't shoot.
Well, but you also have guys on tour who can't putt.
Average NBA
relatively speaking.
I just got done reading the Three Ring Circus
76
book.
To 78%.
Okay. So I can look up what that equivalent is made putts?
Look up what the made putt is at 78%.
I just got done reading the Three Ring Circus book. It is hilarious how angering that used to drive, like, Kobe nuts. Shaq missing all his free throws. It's like his number one gripe about him. It wasn't like...
Well, yeah. I think, wasn't it the idea that if you suck at it, you need to work at it?
Yeah.
Yes. He just, that made him fat and lazy to him.
Yeah.
Just the free throw thing.
Yeah, that
it does seem crazy that Shaq was maybe the most athletic big man of any era.
Most dominant.
And he couldn't shoot a free throw. It's the damnedest thing. Yeah,
I'm getting close. Just hold
by
on.
By the way, the Knicks just took the lead.
Yep.
Oh,
here
my God.
Here we go again.
You can bring up I'm going to look like a Jackson. You see Paul Pierce today. Paul Pierce said that if the Celtics lose, he would walk the miles to the studio in his bathroom. And slippers.
I think Paul Pierce wants to do that. I've seen what he posts on Instagram.
Where'd that go? God damn.
That might not be a punishment for him.
I know this is the club, and we've been completely derailed by Mitchell Robinson, but
it's so ironic that we're talking sports in the club, because we didn't get to anything today.
We got to Winnipeg talk.
That is a great show.
I did, too.
Want the Celtics to lose so bad. Even though I said there was no way they were going to lose this game, it would be amazing to see the Celtics go down 0-2 to the Knicks.
Okay, here's putting from 10 to 15 feet. Yeah, they're at 46%.
Yeah.
That's the number one guy.
Yeah.
So you're looking at, five foot putt. Let's take a look.
Yeah, you're looking at a 5 foot putt. And missing one out of two.
5 to 10 feet. Mm-hmm. Percentage. God bless.
How
you
about
know how
this?
Many putting stats there are?
How about we break, and when we come back, we get this, because we've already gone long. And you just,
look at you.
I agree.
You're sucking up to the new boss.
I feel like you're over there. This could be a while.
Yeah, there's a lot of putting stats.
We could be here a while. So more hot sports hot. We're doing this show, and we're doing a Tarantino film right now.
Do you want the three-putt avoidance, 15 to 20 feet, leader and PGA Tour?
No, I don't.
Okay. I'll get it. And then I want to talk about the conclave.
Yes.
Because it began.
I was almost there.
It begins.
The era has begun.
And I got to tell you, I find it so cringy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Have you seen...
I saw it. It was on the news today.
Did you watch the... I think it's called Conclave. There's a movie out.
Yeah, no, I will not see Conclave.
I watched it on the way over just because I could brush up on my Pope stuff.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good flick.
Yeah, I heard it was really boring and slow.
I thought it was good.
I don't know. I just find it... They're little funny hats and...
Will's desperately trying to get
their little robes. It's just weird. It's
the bread of God is bread.
We'll get to that next on The Fan.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Right, okay.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
Double Sun Power!
Not to talk more sports, but Jalen Brunson is going to the free throw line. With Boston leading by one, with 12 seconds left.
Oh, come on, sports gods, let this happen.
So the Celts are going to get a last crack at this. So he made the first one. I assume you get this to Tatum?
One would think, although watch Tatum pass it, and then someone else will shoot it, miss it, and then we'll bury Jason Tatum and call him a bum for not having the balls to take the last shot.
Well, LeBron certainly got flack for that. You remember that?
Oh, yeah. Making a pass to an open player. Like, how dare you?
I want Al Horford to shoot it.
Old ass Al Horford.
All right, here we go.
Yeah.
By the way,
Knicks by one.
Yeah, here we go. All right, Tatum's bringing it up.
Ill advised three. Come on. Oh,
he's about to. No, he's going for the deuce. Oh, and he got stuffed.
God,
they lose again.
The Knicks won on that,
dude.
Holy crap!
Was it Bridges again?
It might have been.
I can't tell. Tatum got absolutely stuffed. It was Bridges.
Wow.
Dude, back-to-back great defensive plays to win a game?
Dude, again, how do you not get a shot off? You had 13 seconds, and Tatum didn't get a shot off.
Yeah, he dribbled around, and then he takes it over down toward the baseline and just goes
kinda
for a
loses the ball and
fadeaway.
Has some weird...
He tries to go for the fadeaway.
No, he tried to pass it.
Well, they stuffed it.
Yeah, watch this. He goes to shoot the fadeaway, realizes that it's an off balance that's probably going to get blocked, and he tries to throw it out. I think he was trying to throw it to Brown.
Oh, yeah, he was.
Oh, jeez.
God.
13 seconds down by one, and Boston didn't get a shot off.
By the way, those are two of the best steals, because it won't be a block, because it wasn't a shot.
Yeah, it was a steal.
It's a steal.
To end
That's
the game.
Two of the best steals. Has anybody ever had back-to-back game-winning steals?
Again, in the...
God!
The defending NBA champs? Holy crap.
The Knicks outscored them 30-17, including a 21-2 run before Tatum hit the bucket, at the 20-second mark?
Is it going to be Pacers-Knicks in the freaking Eastern Finals?
Is it 1995? What is happening? By the way, I cannot wait for every stupid talking head to just bury Jason Tatum. Like, he just... Jason, he's a bum.
I love Jalen Brunson. He might be my new favorite. Him and Ant.
Oh, and Edwards in his one point in the first half?
No, Brunson and Ant.
Yeah.
Are my two favorite.
Yeah.
That's my two new favorite.
He had one point in the first half of the Warriors game.
But I'll have two new favorites by next week. Don't worry.
This is head to the carpet sewn stuff.
Boston.
The Knicks are up 2-0.
What'd they do from three tonight, Will? You got the box score up?
I actually do. They are 25%.
What was
10
it?
For 40.
Wow. 10 for 40.
Yikes. Derek White started off 3 for 3 in the first quarter. He ended 3 for 11.
They are 25 for 100 from 3.
Al Horford went 0 for 5 from 3. Tatum 1 for 5. Pritchard was the best one.
Maybe this is the point where the whole league goes, yeah, maybe we shouldn't shoot so many damn threes.
Oh, my God. Yeah, Derek White, 3 for 11. Actually, Pritchard, 3 for 9 was the best. Was the best guy. Oh, Porzingis, 1 for 1. Give it to Porzingis shooting threes. Oh, my God.
And the putting stat you didn't know you needed. Because you mentioned, because we were talking about Mitchell Robinson airballing a free throw.
Mm-hmm.
And your disdain for basketball players who cannot make free throws.
It just confuses me. It's not disdain. My brain can't process it.
So you said the average shooting percentage the NBA 78%. Is 78%?
Yeah.
And someone said that would be the equivalent of the average PGA Tour player missing a 5-foot putt.
Yeah. So imagine someone who's a legitimate Tour player and he misses one out of every 2 5-foot putts.
That's, one out of every two, yeah right.
That would
be bad.
Yeah.
There are some pretty bad putting numbers out there, but I looked it up, and that is pretty close. It's actually, it'd be about 5.5 feet of putts.
Yeah.
But the tour average for 5-footers made is 81%, and the tour average for 6-footers made is 71%.
Okay.
Split the diff.
And at least some of those putts, there's breaks, there's undulations, you know, you have to read. The NBA guy just stands at the line. The hoop.
The same thing.
You know, this isn't like Papa Shot, like at Chuck E. Cheese, where the hoop is moving. It's a standing basketball ring.
They should put
the ball in the basketball ring.
They should call Rick Barry. Now, shouldn't they?
Yeah, underhand. I'm still trying to process.
Wow, Celtics blew
the Celtics.
It.
What was their biggest lead?
They were up by 20 with 3 minutes left to go in the third quarter. They were up 73-53.
This is the exact same game. They blew 20-point leads both games.
With 15 minutes left, they were up by 20.
And I want to see Paul Pierce apparently will be in his bathrobe on tomorrow's whatever dumb show he's on.
Do you think their coach, Hannibal Lecter, is currently ripping someone's face off?
It's possible.
And eating it?
Well, you know how he gets this team back on track.
Watching the town, right?
No, he's watching The Accountant, too. He's most excited about that. He gets choked out by his Brazilian jiu-jitsu instructor.
That's how he gets excited?
Have you not heard that story?
No.
He's been choked out. He tore his meniscus last year in the middle of the playoff run doing Brazilian jiu-jitsu. He flies the coach around.
He gets choked out?
Yeah, the guy has choked him out multiple
times.
Isn't
that what you do?
No, you tap.
Like, aren't you Brazilian?
He doesn't tap.
Yeah.
He does not tap.
Oh, my God. That's all.
I told you, dude, he's Hannibal Lecter.
I love Missoula. Missoula rocks. That's his whole
thing. He doesn't. He wants to go to sleep. That's the dumbest thing.
Sometimes you got to go to sleep to be better prepared for next time.
He's insane, man.
Jeebus.
Okay, now we get to the Pope crap. How about that? Is that a good tease? Pope crap coming up.
Say
next.
Something of the two most sportsy segments that we've done have been in the club.
I tell you, you can't fit us in a box.
Dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
All right, Pope crap next. Here's Buck. Well, they've begun voting on our next Pope.
The conclave has begun.
God, I find it so weird, dude. I was watching.
I was just there.
Yeah.
I was in the
room. How do you feel about that? Like, yeah, you were in that.
Yeah.
And I've been in there, and it's cool, but it...
Well, it was weird, because when we left, the tours were not going to go into the Sistine Chapel. So we were the last people that were going to be in the chapel, because the day after was the funeral, so anyone that even showed up to the Vatican that day were not going to go in the chapel. So,
which that's a big part of the tour,
yeah,
is to see that. But of course, they need it now.
They need
got to do their stupid conclave.
So they said when they opened the Vatican and we got booted from the chapel, the cleaners and everything were coming in and they were setting up this.
Yeah.
They were installing the chimney and all that. So I am one of the 15 last civilians to be in that room before the big conclave.
That's actually pretty cool, dude.
Yeah.
And the Sistine Chapel, I don't know, I wasn't moved like you were, but the art is cool, and it is not as big as you think. It's actually pretty small, I thought.
Yeah, there was definitely, like, we went to other churches that were definitely larger. You weren't moved by it?
No.
Well, you were there with a bunch of other people?
Oh, yeah, there were a bunch of people in there. But, people don't mess around with the Vatican. Like, when you go into the Sistine Chapel, they have little benches on the side.
Yeah.
And people are sitting there crying. Yeah. And, like, it was clearly a very moving experience for some.
Well, you're dead inside.
Well, I'm just not a religious guy. Like,
I'm not either, but it got me.
I watched that stupid conclave crap this morning on... I had CBS Mornings on.
I love that you're being respectful with that stupid conclave.
It is so cringy. Like, they have their little robes and their funny little hats, mm-hmm. and they chant?
Yeah.
And they have an oath of you got to admit, it's kind of absurd. It really is.
Well, all religious ceremonies are absurd.
You want proof human beings are way too far down the rabbit hole? I give you that.
Dude, you should see, when you go to a Mormon temple, dude, you should see what goes on in that place.
You guys have the reputation of being even weirder.
It's pretty weird, dude. Like, it's
so odd to me.
The first time I went through that thing, I was like, what?
It's just funny that
it's like, what are we doing?
Serious human being. Like, those popes, like those, or those cardinals, those guys are all, like, obviously really smart guys and, you know, like great men, probably.
Yeah, some of them very, like, Pope Francis, by all accounts, was, like, one of the best human beings on the planet.
So, and yet they're in there in their little hats and their little chants and their little oaths. It's just so absurd.
And they got their secret ballot, and then we saw the little oven that it like there's they light it on fire.
Yeah, they burned a guy right there on the spot. Yeah, that's part of the deal.
Om non jing flung om ling jong.
It's so odd.
And now we got to wait for the white smoke.
What?
So they vote, and you have to get a certain number to be pope. And so they take two votes a day, and you just keep going back until you get what I think it's like 75%. It's like electing a president. You get a certain electoral pope votes, and then you're the pope. And we don't really know, like, the process is secret, so they don't know exactly how it goes. But there's a rough idea.
I bet they fight.
I'm sure there's
yell
some.
At each other.
I'm sure there's some, like, you know,
tickle each other.
Well, like, I'm sure there's some, like, hey, I'm not going to win. So, like, in the movie, they do a thing, like, where they do an initial vote and you find out who's the favorites, right? And so let's say you got, like, 30 Pope votes, but I got, like, 8. Well, I know I'm not going to get to the required, you know, like, whatever it is, like, 80 votes. So then I go through and I'm like, hey, Rob, I'm going to tell everyone that voted for me, vote for you. And then you go around and you call the other, like, you try to, like, gather votes. And then you become Pope.
Yeah, all right. Oh. Does the Pope get paid?
Yes. I think it's 32 grand a month.
A month?
I think that's what it was.
Oh, good little gig.
And now, I'm trying to remember because they were talking to us about that on the tour. And then, like, the apartment you get is primo. And you get the Pope mobile and you get the hat and the whole thing.
What is the apartment? Is the apartment...
it's over in the Basilica. Like, yeah, it's a luxury apartment.
But is it, like, modern luxury? Is it...
Yeah, it's nice.
Is it, like, Trump's apartment?
Oh, I don't think it's quite... Well, like, everything in the Vatican
all gaudy.
Is... Yeah, everything in the Vatican is really
probably
gaudy.
Some nice art.
Yeah, yeah. But Pope Francis was the first pope to refuse it. He did not want to live in the luxury apartment. He chose to be in a more, understated.
He's like Gandhi.
Yeah, he didn't want any of the luxury stuff. He didn't choose the red shoes. He wanted black. He was not fancy. And he's also the first pope not to be buried at the Basilica. He wanted to be buried over at, it was a different chapel across the way.
Can the pope do things... like to the apartment to make it like more modern if it likes a more modern feel, like how
Pope,
does that work?
Yeah, can he put up his centaur?
I think the
photo?
Pope can do a lot of things. A centaur. Hey, you know what, there is a centaur statue in the Vatican.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't think they call it a centaur, but yeah, there is a,
like, a Greek centaur.
Yeah.
Okay,
well, a lot of that stuff from the Vatican is like stuff from the Roman, you know, they got all that. Like, the Vatican isn't just all religious stuff. I mean, there's a lot of, like, ancient...
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. But they have, the art collection and some of that stuff is from, like, ancient Roman times, and it's ridiculous. I think it's probably the greatest collection of art in the world.
Oh, yeah. I mean, some of that...
And that's just the stuff we see.
And it's just painted on there. Some of it. Yeah. Like, that hallway you... What do they call that hallway you walk down? Did you guys do that?
Yeah, we did the big hallway.
That... Whatever that is,
yes.
I thought that was the coolest part of the whole thing.
They have these... They have, like, these... tapestries that are hand woven that are like 40 feet long by 30 feet high, and it's with gold thread, and it took someone like 3 years to make, and it's, some of the stuff is just hard to like comprehend. You're like, what? One of the coolest ones that we saw was in the courtyard, the main Vatican courtyard, like kind of over by where the Pope quarters are. There's a statue that was Michelangelo's favorite statue, and it's his favorite one, and it was, he didn't do it. It was someone else. It was someone way before him. And it's an old, again, this one goes back, you know, like Jesus times, old school. And it was missing an arm. The arm was broken off. And so Michelangelo made a new arm for it, right? He crafted a new arm out of it. And it was in the 1930s that some dude was at a secondhand, like, flea market in Rome, and he had happened to have visited the Vatican before, and he found in a thrift shop Rome, he found an arm. It was an old marble arm to a statue, and he was like, hey, I think that looks like that statue. He's like, I really do. And there was like a snake wrapped around it, and he brought it to the Vatican, and it was the arm.
Wow.
It was the actual arm. But by then, they had already kind of repaired it. So in the back half of the statue, and you're not allowed to go to it if you go to the normal tour, but we got to walk behind it because we were getting our little private thing. They have the original arm that's just laying behind the statue itself. Some dude in 1930 found that thing in a thrift store and knew and was like, I got a hunch.
Well, why don't they put the original arm back on there?
I think it's the idea of like having to split it now, and then I don't think anyone, like, the thing's like 1,200 years old. I don't think you want to go around with, you know, breaking stuff off and reattaching, but it was the original arm to the statue, and the guy didn't want anything for it. He just wanted it returned to the Vatican, and now it's just kind of tucked behind it.
So I was watching all those goofy cardinals in there,
yeah,
in their little hats, and I wondered how many of them were from America, United States.
I know there's one that's actually in like the top five odds to be the Pope, and he's American.
There are 133 cardinals that vote on the Pope.
Mm-hmm.
The U.S. is the home country for 10 of the 133, it says here.
I'll find them, but there is, like, there's odds.
I want Pizza Balla to win.
You want who?
Pizza Balla, just because it's a funny name.
I know there.
There's a guy from New York, a guy from Chicago, a guy from Newark, and a guy from Washington, D.C.
I think that there's an Italian guy and a Filipino guy that I think are the overwhelming favorites.
Yeah, we already talked about this.
Yeah. And the American,
the Filipino guy's going to win.
The American guy.
Because he can sing karaoke.
Yeah, that's the karaoke. The American guy is in the top 10, but like the markets only have him at like an 8%.
What's
chance.
His name? I have their names here.
I'd have to go find it.
Effing find it.
Yeah. Let me see if it's this guy. I thought it was this guy, but it's not. I'd have to find. I'll have to look it up here.
Now, if you went through the 133 cardinals
mm-hmm.
and looked at them and did not get to hear their accents or anything, could you pick out the Americans? Do you think you'd be good at that? Because they're all just old men. But
well, I think some obviously you can eliminate. Although you know, America is by far the most diverse. So the guy that's Filipino might be an American.
He's not.
You don't know, but you know what I mean.
Is that Luis Antonio Gokim Tagle or Petro Parolin?
I thought it was the Petro guy.
It might be Petro, because there's a picture here on Twitter of the two front runners, and it's Luis Antonio and Petro.
Yeah, Petro is the Italian guy, and the Luis, that's the Filipino guy. But they're not, neither one of those are American. The Petro guy, I think, is Italian, and the Luis guy is the Filipino guy, and they're the two odds-on favorites.
We need to get an American up in there.
You know, I think you have to speak five languages to be a cardinal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're very, very learned men.
And yet they wear such stupid clothing.
Oh, it's kind of baller, man. You get the cool robes.
Boy.
I wonder if that stuff's comfortable, if it's just, like, thick, heavy. Oh, a lot of weight. I always thought that Pope hat seemed like that was a...
I want to see him in street clothes.
Would that be weird?
I don't think it'd be weird.
See the Pope,
I think,
like,
it's more weird to see all their weird
you
garb.
Me, it wouldn't be weird to see the Pope, like, in flip-flops and a tank top, like, hanging out at the beach?
I don't want
to
see his personal style.
I don't know if you're allowed to have personal style when you're the Pope.
Do they ever dress in street clothes?
I don't think so. I think you're in priest garb and then,
do they,
like,
have street clothes?
I don't think so. I think you're just in Pope gear.
Wow. Just like...
Well, I think once you're a cardinal and you're like, and then you become Pope, I think you're just the Pope.
You're never... It's like nuns. Like, you're never...
Yeah, you never
out
see,
of the garb.
Yeah. Unless you're like, do you sleep naked? Or does the Pope have like a sleeping... I don't know why, but I picture the Pope in like one of those old like Ebenezer Scrooge like sleep shirts, and then like a little sleep cap. You know, I can't imagine the Pope like being naked. I don't know.
But I'm sure he showers.
Maybe he's a never nude. Maybe he showers in little jean shorts. I don't know.
What?
Hey, you ever see Arrested Development?
The show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tobias.
It's been a while.
Tobias in that show was a never nude, so when he would shower, he would shower in little Daisy Duke. Like, cut off shorts. It was never nude. Or like when you're babysitting someone, you have to give the kid a bath, so you put a bathing suit on. You're like, I don't know what the rules are here, so.
Hey, do you guys want good news for you balds? Because you guys are both bald.
Yeah.
I have great news for you guys.
This is ridiculous, because every time someone... There was, there's a cure coming. Well,
oh, it has nothing to do with the cure.
Oh.
But it's good news for you. Mm. Trust me. That's next on The Fan.
Got a hot tub.
All right, bald dudes. And this is good.
What do we got?
To throw out tonight, because you're bald,
mm-hmm.
but you're always here. And then, but we've got Will here, who is also a bald man.
Double bald.
And he's, what, 20, what are you, 25, 26?
27.
27? 28? 29? You guys are going to love this.
Doctor me.
You don't need a cure for baldness. Okay?
Okay.
You don't need that. Because according to a new study commissioned by infidelity networking site Illicit Encounters.
Love this. Here we go.
Bald is the sexy thing now.
Bald is beautiful, baby.
They surveyed 2,000 women who said, next to a muscular physique, bald is the most desirable attribute in a man.
I don't believe that for one effing second.
They said the physical attributes they found most attractive in men, one were muscles. One was muscles. And two, bald.
No.
Not even kidding. Well, it's a real survey. I'm not lying to you.
They're just
bald's in, man.
You said this is by illicit whatever.
Illicit and count.
They're just trying to get bald dudes to sign up for their site. They're like, oh man, these ladies are gonna be coming out of the bushes trying to grab me.
They said baldness was associated with positive traits like maturity, intelligence, honesty, education, as well as non-threatening form of social dominance.
Non-threatening bald men? I would think bald men are the most threatening.
The only thing that came before a bald head was a muscular physique.
Really? Okay. I would like to point out, I just looked up the people's sexiest man. Yeah, there's no bald guys in there, all right? Like, yeah, it's just not true. It's just not true.
Look, take a win when you can get it.
That's not a win, though.
2,000 women were surveyed, and they put bald number two on their list.
It's not a win.
That's a win.
It's not.
That's nice.
It's a lie.
You should feel good about that.
It's a lie.
God, you're miserable. Come on, man.
There's a reason why David Beckham and Matthew McConaughey got hair transplant surgery to have kick-ass heads of hair and are considered two of the most attractive people on the planet. You know who's not? Jason Alexander. Stop.
Well, The Rock.
Yeah, The Rock.
He won World's Sexiest Man.
So all you need is copious amounts of HGH, like some cattle steroids, a low-grade donkey tranquilizer, and like $500 million, and you too can be The Rock.
Well, they said muscles were first.
That's true.
He's got them both cornered.
That's right. Ranking the rest of the physical attributes, they said dark hair, curly hair, high cheekbones, and then blonde hair.
I'm sorry. That is the most absurd thing, that in a survey women found the second most attractive thing about a man is baldness.
Yep.
Stop it.
Then it went green eyes, chest hair.
Hey, that's ladies. Too high.
Hey.
I'm telling you right now, that's too high.
Shove it.
Yeah.
Tattoos and piercings rounded out the lineup.
Yeah. You know what a bunch of dudes with really good hair aren't running out to do? Be bald. It's not a thing.
Well, I don't want to be bald.
No.
But.
No one does. Any bald man that says he wants to be bald is just lying because you're like, well, this is my existence. So, like, I'm fine being bald. I've accepted my baldness. It is what it is. But I've never been like, you know what I'm really thankful for? Being bald. Thanks, Dad. Well, awesome.
I thought you guys would like that story.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I loved it.
Thank you, Will. Trying to help you donkeys out.
Yeah, someone's asking, was Bruce Willis bald or when he was the sexiest man alive? No, he had hair. That was John McClane.
But Bruce Willis is still a sexy man.
Yeah, he is.
I mean, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
He is.
You know he looked better? Some sweet, kick-ass old man white hair.
All right. Thanks, Will.
I appreciate the effort.
Yeah, thanks. Are you back tomorrow or is dumbass?
I can ask.
Are you back tomorrow or is dumbass? Can you grab that quote for me? Grab that clip? Can we play for Buck?
Hopefully we get Buck back tomorrow. I'm not rooting against you. I'm just saying. I have to know what he's betting. It's the first round leader.
That's
day.
True.
It's a Thursday.
Yeah.
He'll text me tonight. Trust me. We'll be back tomorrow. 3-7 to thinking.
Red chips of Spain.